Good morning. The prior of the mausoleum where dictator Francisco Franco is buried said yesterday he would prevent the dictator's remains from being exhumed from the grounds, even though the courts and the church have approved the project. In a letter sent to Deputy Acting Prime Minister Carmen Calvo, which was published by several Spanish media outlets, the prior of the Benedictine monks who manage the vast mausoleum near Madrid said this abbey does not authorise access to the basilica. The Supreme Court last month gave the green light for the government to remove Franco's remains in the Valley of the Fallen, rejecting an appeal against it by the late dictator's descendants. The court said yesterday that the refusal of the prior to allow access to the basilica was obsolete after it gave its very clear ruling on the planned exhumation on the 23rd of September. But the prior said in his letter that the final word on the matter would come from Spain's Constitutional Court and then the European Court of Human Rights. Franco's family has said it plans to challenge the Supreme Court's ruling in those two courts. David Serrano, the owner of the property where the well in which two-year-old Julian died is located, has filed for bankruptcy as compensation for his role in the death could grow into the millions. A combination of civil responsibility and compensation has been estimated to reach in excess of 1.5 million euros, a figure which Mr. Serrano described as unbearable. Because of the amount, he has filed a request for voluntary bankruptcy. In addition to the 885,300 euros for the initial civil liability, he could also be hit with administrative sanctions for not having the well properly registered and protected. A pleasure craft carrying cocaine from Brazil has been intercepted. Five people have been arrested for drug trafficking after being stopped trying to bring more than half a ton of cocaine and other narcotic substances into Spain. The drugs were stowed in secret compartments on the Dutch-owned vessel, registered under the name Imagine. The operation involved the Guardia Civil, the National Police and the Tax Agency in cooperation with the Netherlands Police, the Estonian Force and the Portuguese Judicial Police. The investigation began in Barcelona and followed the gang during 2018 through Valencia, Huelva, Granada and Las Palmas de Gran Canaria. The Netherlands-based gang were tracked for 2 years whilst they planned their operation. And Spanish police have arrested a most wanted PKK terrorist who was on Interpol's red list at the request of Turkey. Nasi Tur, a member of the PKK, was arrested during his vacation in a hotel room in Granada province. According to local press reports, Spanish police arrested the 57-year-old on Tuesday. Turkey must now provide documents to the Spanish authorities required for the man's extradition. Spanish police were concerned at the location of the arrest, as the acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez was due to attend a meeting at the same hotel. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.